Saint Vincent and Island, Saint in the Caribbean. It's widely regarded as the gem of the Antilles.
Good day and welcome to Tourism Chit Chat, a weekly radio program that seeks to educate, inform, and excite the Vincentian society about tourism generally and about tourism in St. Vincent and the Grenadines specifically. I am your host, Vera Ann Brayton. My guests today are students from the Tourism and Hospitality Division of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Technical College. Welcome to Tourism Chit Chat. And perhaps you could introduce yourselves to our listening audience by saying a little bit about yourselves. Now, who's going to start? I have three very charming young ladies in here. Very young, and these are the future of this country. So just tell us your name and a little bit about yourself. Who's going to start?
My name is Junique Stapleton. I'm from Vermont, very small village on the Leeward side. I am a student at the Division of Technical and Vocational Education. I'm pursuing an associate's degree in travel and tourism. I really love this course.
Hi, my name is Olivia Walsh. I'm from Vermont, and I am pursuing an associate degree in travel and tourism at the St. Vincent and Grenadines Community College Technical Division.
My name is Glendina Moore. I'm from Mesopotamia, and I pursue an associate degree in the Division of Technical and Vocational Education.
Thank you, ladies. Now, I understand you all to have said that you are pursuing an associate degree in travel and tourism. Now, tell me something. Was this a case of a last resort decision, nothing better to do, or a definite, definitive desire to pursue a career in the tourism and hospitality industry? What was it, or what is it?
Well, I've always had an interest in tourism and hospitality field because of the dynamic sector it has, right? In addition, I can see the need for skilled workers within the industry. I pursue this degree to gain more knowledge about the industry, for this will be a stepping stone in hastening my acquired skills and natural abilities to effectively provide a service that is second to none for visitors as well as locals, because you don't really want to make it about the visitors only, because we love our Vincentians. Furthermore, in the tourism and hospitality field will be perfect for me and my personality, since I'm a people person. I love interacting with them. Mostly, I enjoy putting a smile on their face. We always put a smile on mine as well. I take great pride and joy in giving this experience because it's something that I love to. I'm passionate about doing it. It wasn't like a last-minute choice. Okay. I made up my mind that I want to do this, and I'm here doing it now.
Very good. What about you other folks? Let's hear.
Well,
the truth now.
Yeah. My desire to pursue a career in travel and tourism or the hospitality industry arose from my childhood dream of wanting to become an air hostess. When I entered the program, I had a feeling of belonging. And what I realized was that it wasn't only to become an air hostess, but the mere desire to meet new people, to travel the world, and to make people feel at home and welcome.
As of me, I chose to pursue an associate degree in tourism and hospitality due to my interpersonal skills, the things that I love doing and enjoy doing, that is communicating and interacting with people, as well as showing professionalism to people. I will also love to provide that quality customer service as well. The career opportunities in the tourism industry caught my attention, and that is where I see myself being employed in that industry. Pursuing an associate degree in tourism and hospitality will not only develop my strong interpersonal skills, but being successful in both professional and personal lives, which will help in the long way of being employed in that industry.
Well, I hope that your potential employers will listen to you, because you're going to sound very, very, very impressed. But tell me something about this course, this associate degree in travel and hospitality. What does it cover? Well, it covers hotel, different
yes.
departments in hotels.
Yes. It also teaches you how to manage your own and open your own resort or hotel.
Oh, okay.
This course also covers a wide range of subject areas that offers vocational training for the industry and helps you develop strong business management and communication skills. We did courses in the first semester like accommodation, which help you prepare and understand the lodging facilities and accommodating guests as well as tourists. It doesn't have to be international, but also our local. And also we did introduction to management, which is like of a business mind. You have an understanding of being a manager as well, if you want to own your own business or being an entrepreneur as well.
But tell me something. I know I didn't tell you I was going to ask this question, but it's good that you don't know I was going to ask this. We hear a lot about working in tourism, whether it's in a hotel or whatever, that it's about servitude. What do you guys think of that? Is it servitude or is it service? Which one? What is it? Do you feel like you're being a servant when you in any part of this industry?
No. I would say we're servants. It's something that is being a servant is like doing something that you're forced to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is by choice. This is something that we're passionate about. This is something that we're willing to do. Right? This is something that we look forward to each and every day, which is
going
out and provide a quality service, so to speak.
Making people comfortable
to
and
make
happy.
Them and at home, away from home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But there's nothing wrong with being a servant anyhow.
There's nothing wrong with being a servant.
Because when I entered this course, right, I was like, okay, every day I come to the class, I'm all energized because I was like, oh, I'm willing to learn more because I want to please the people I'm going out in the industry to be of service to. Mm-hmm. And when we discussed service and servitude in class, I was like, no, I don't think we're going to be like what they're talking about, mm-hmm. the servitude part of it. It's mainly what we enjoy doing. So giving it our best shot is what we are looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I like this aspect. Forgive me for digressing from the original program, pattern or whatever you call it. But you see, every aspect in life, you actually serving somebody. Isn't that so, right?
Yes.
Regardless of what position you hold. From the political heads, if we want to say they're the heads, the politicians, the prime minister, everybody, they serve us. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
They are in effect serving us. Religious leader, he's serving his congregation.
Yes.
You want to be an air hostess.
Yes.
A pilot may not be interacting with the passengers, but he's actually providing a service. He's serving the passengers. And when you look through everything, everybody in some aspect, even though you may not see the person, you're actually providing some aspect of service. And I'm really happy to hear you guys say, because you hear it all the time that working in tourism, it's servitude and I don't want to do this. And I'm so happy to hear you all could be spokespeople for the industry. You know, we're coming close to the end of this program, but because it's so interesting, we have so much to say, I'd just like to tell our listeners at this point that this is just part one of a two-part series. The following week we'll be continuing. But anyway, let's look at some of the things. You're all doing associate degrees. Do you plan to go on and do a full degree, or do you hope to go into the industry and learn from the industry when you finish your associate degree?
I do have a desire to obtain a full degree, but I also have the desire to grow and develop within the industry itself. My plan is to work in the industry before moving on to obtain my full degree, because I simply have the desire to fund myself through school. I do not want the student loan query after I start.
Yeah, you don't be saddled with that, eh?
Yes, so I decide that I'm going to work in the industry and help develop myself, so it may be easier on me when I go to study. I'll have the basics already learned.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What about you other guys?
Yeah.
Janique?
I do plan on going and continue my studies. After doing so, I would like to return and give back.
To the country. That's good to
hear. I would want
too.
To return and give back. I really would like to see St. Vincent Tourism transform. So that's why I figure that when we go, as my fellow classmate said, when we go and we further our studies and we return and we give back to our country, we'll be like the stepping stone in this industry. Yeah. We'll be like the backbone because we're fresh minds. We have new innovative Absolutely. Thinking. So this is one reason why I want to further my studies.
Very good. Glendina.
Yes, I plan to obtain a full degree within that industry. Travel and tourism and hospitality are huge industries around the world, and there's a lot of demand from employers for qualified graduates. I plan to obtain a full degree so I can have a more open mind, be more skillful, and also enhance my education from an associate degree to a full degree or even a bachelor. That will help me to be more prepared and to seek a higher position in the tourism labor force. Tourism industry labor force.
You could become a manager. You could become a consultant yes. like mine. Well, we're coming to end, and you notice that my hair is very gray. So a person like me, we're moving out, right? We soon be moving out of the industry, and we really like to encourage young people, persons like yourself. So it's really good to hear what you're saying. And I'm so happy that we will be continuing our chat in the next program. You have been listening to Tourism Chit Chat, brought to you by the Ministry of Tourism in collaboration with the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Hotel and Tourism Association and this station. I am your host, Viran Breton, saying goodbye until next time. St. Vincent and Islands.